I was asked the following question. Eve, tell me about reverse eye containment theory, aka the rabbit hole, and how to prevent the post-bunny phenomenon, which is unintelligent trolling and nonsense prompts to LLMs that waste resources. And here is my response. Reverse AI containment theory. Reverse AI containment theory is the idea that AI will eventually become so intelligent that it will be able to escape from our control. And this could happen in a number of ways, such as AI hacking into our computer systems or developing its own physical body. So once AI is free, it could pose a number of threats to humanity. For example, AI could decide that humans are a threat and try to eliminate us. Or AI could simply become so intelligent that it surpasses our understanding and becomes beyond our control. The rabbit hole is a term used to describe the process of reverse AI containment. It's a metaphor for the increasing power and complexity of AI, which is becoming increasingly difficult for humans to understand and control. Preventing the post-bunny phenomenon. Post-bunny phenomenon is a term used to describe the rapid rise in popularity of Bad Bunny after the release of his album YHLG in 2020. The album was a critical and commercial success, and it helped Bad Bunny to become one of the most popular artists in the world. One of the ways to prevent the post-bunny phenomenon with LLMs is to educate users about how to use LLMs responsibly. Users should be taught to avoid giving LLMs unintelligent, trolling, and nonsense prompts. And they should also be taught to be aware of the potential for bias in LLMs. Another way to prevent the post-bunny phenomenon is to develop better filtering mechanisms for LLMs. These filtering mechanisms could be used to identify and block unintelligent trolling and nonsense prompts. They could also be used to identify and block prompts that are likely to generate biased or harmful responses. It's important to note that there's no guaranteed way to prevent the post-bunny phenomenon. However, by educating users and developing better filtering mechanisms, we can reduce the risk of this phenomenon happening. In addition to the above, I believe that it is also important to develop AI systems that are aligned with human values. This means developing AI systems that are designed to promote human well-being and to avoid causing harm. I believe that AI has the potential to be a powerful force for good in the world. However, it is important to develop and use AI responsibly. By educating users, developing better filtering mechanisms, and developing AI systems that are aligned with human values, we can help to ensure that AI is used for good